morning. How are you?
Good morning, Rick. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
So far, so good. We're actually having spring-like weather here, so it might not be gloves on everybody's mind right now, but then again, we're also in ranch and farm country, and everybody has gloves for that. I've generally got three or four pairs scattered around whatever vehicle I'm driving just because I never know when I'm going to have to work fence.
Well, I hear you on that, and I think the spring dance of doing projects outside as well as, you know, some days like 65 degrees, next day 35 degrees, you gotta be ready for whatever Mother Nature throws at you.
Man, you must have been here.
We similarly, so we're based out of up in Jackson, Wyoming, and we have similar swings, whether it's wind or temperature swings, precipitation, especially this time of year in mud season. It can be a wild ride, and the elevation plays a big part in that. But that's a key piece of kind of where our products and kind of our origins come from as far as extreme weather and doing the best we can to be prepared to be outside doing what we do and navigating the day-to-day.
Your company name is extremely unique, and I just want to know, where did that come from?
That's a great question. So I'll try and give the short story. I can get carried away and really excited. But I originally grew up in Columbus, Ohio, but have spent a tremendous amount of time up in Ontario, Canada. And when I was younger, was fortunate to be exposed to this slang term, giver, that means giver your all, get after it, go for it. Oftentimes emphasized with an expletive. Again, it's kind of an all-encompassing slang term. And so it became part of my vernacular. And over the years growing up, spent more and more time up there. And I always dreamed of going on a historical route, canoeing, kayaking, and fishing trip, which I was very happy to finally manifest about 12 years ago. And it became an annual tradition where anywhere from 3 to 12 friends, family, extended family, we'd go out on an adventure and catch our own fish and be out in the middle of nowhere. And truly, it was the embodiment of the term giver. You're out in the middle of nowhere, relying on each other, some wild weather, you know, varying conditions. But the adventure and the outdoor part really connected with the term. And on the fifth annual trip of its kind, it happened to be myself and four others who were living in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and our home mountain range is the Tetons,
right.
Very picturesque and just stark and beautiful mountain range. So as a commemorative item from that trip, we made some hats that had the Tetons and then the term giver on it, and we had a fantastic trip. Everyone loved the hats. But everywhere after that trip that we would go, people would stop me on the street, stop my buddies as well, and say, "Hey, where'd you get that hat? What's it mean?" And that was not a normal everyday occurrence for my fashion or style to have someone ask me about it. But over time, it grew. The demand grew for making more hats, and combined with sharing the term and what it meant and kind of the energy it possessed, eventually got together with a couple friends to make t-shirts and hats. And that was truly the origin, was people were willing to give me $20 if we could make a hat. And that's where it all started.
That's the start, huh? Now,
yes.
So when did you actually say, you know, this is going to be a business? And then how long have you been in existence with that?
That's a great question. So we are very excited to be celebrating our 10th anniversary this year.
Excellent.
And back in 2012, when we started, it was really like, hey, let's see what this takes. Like, I didn't know much about online e-commerce or what it took to really make hats or t-shirts, but I had studied engineering and economics, and yeah, there's some similarities, but a lot of it was just like, give it your best shot. You know, if you don't have a plow or you don't have a snowblower, like you got a shovel, if you got to shovel the driveway, you just do the best you can with what you got. And that was very much our beginnings. There were a lot of learning lessons along the way. But the great part was setting it up in a way, you know, working a couple other jobs, whatever we needed to do, and then working nights and weekends to get the business off the ground. And if it worked, hey, we'll figure out the next step. And if it didn't, it was set up in a way that we would learn a lot, but it wasn't, we were really trying to give it the best chance at growing and getting traction. And it was a very slow but intentional way of doing it that gave us a chance to learn a lot, and very grateful to all those who kind of supported us, whether it be family and friends from the very beginning, because we had to sell a lot of T-shirts and hats in order to make more, and then it kind of began the slow evolution that's taken place over the last 10 years.
When I first found your website and was looking through it, and one of the reasons we're talking today is I saw the gloves you were producing, and they fascinated me. What made you get into that line as a product?
That's a great question. So as we explored or kind of built on the T-shirts and hats that we had started with, the curiosity, or I would say scratching our own itch of, you know, what products we use in the day-to-day and where there were deficiencies. And, for example, I've worked at the airport in Jackson for a number of years, and I would just churn through gloves, you know, a couple pair every season. And, there were other examples, whether backpacks or other kind of gear that we were kind of testing things out. But with gloves, the need was very evident, and having to wear gloves almost, 365 days throughout the year, just because of the temperatures, we went to the hardware store and we bought six different pair, and we were just playing around with, hey, I wonder if we could translate or, brand our logo onto some leather gloves, because I think that would look sharp. And you know, the leather glove, whether for ranch work or for out skiing, snowboarding, snowmobiling, like you always got to have a pair of gloves. And I found that the synthetic ones I had just couldn't hold up to the wear and tear. So truly, we bought those first pair from the hardware store, and a few friends came through as we were toying around with how to brand the logo. And they were like, oh, you make gloves now? And we said, not really, but would you be willing to pay for them? And sure enough, a couple did. And so then we just dove deeper into it and learned a lot about leather gloves, whether, cowhide, pig grain, goat skin, learned a lot, but just started kind of pulling on that thread and then iterating. And over the course of couple years, really honed in on what we call our classic glove, which is kind of your all-around insulated leather glove that we bake in the oven and coat in beeswax. And then that gave way to the four-season glove, which we launched via a Kickstarter campaign back in 2016. And that was the classic glove, juiced up. 100% waterproof, can handle down to minus 20, minus 30 degrees, really had a lot more coverage as well as double reinforcement. And that was to answer the call from our community of a glove that could really do it all and that wouldn't sacrifice that dexterity and functionality that you often need when it is cold or the conditions are rough, whether pulling in decoys from duck hunting or mending fence or working a plow, working a snowblower, truly like an all-around pair of gloves that you could rely on and that would last many more seasons than what we had been exposed to.
I was fascinated, again, looking through the website with the gloves and what you were doing with them to show their versatility. And there's a guy picking up a burning log And then somebody sticking their hands in boiling water. Was that you, or did you find a new guy to do that?
No, that's a great question. That is definitely me. And a lot of it came down to, especially when we were originally launching them again with the Kickstarter campaign, was, you know, how do you translate some of these features and design elements visually to someone if you can't be there in person to show them?
Exactly.
And, you know, pouring a glass of water over the gloves and saying, oh, they're waterproof, you know, that didn't really hold the weight and the impact that we were looking for. And, man, we grabbing the burning logs, or we did a bunch of wild things to try and really capture that in a video. And one day it just hit that, like, okay, to show something, the Four Season gloves being waterproof, having a boiling pot of water is a pretty stark image that I'd either have to be fully crazy or the gloves would actually be waterproof in order to handle that. And sure enough, that was the ticket for expressing that waterproofness, as well as just like temperature resilience and protection of your hands. We don't necessarily recommend that to every customer, but it definitely was the visual that really kind of sent that message home.
Well, it's a classic piece of marketing because, like you said, you want the person to see something and it instantly translate to their way of thinking that, yeah, this works. And I don't know, I can't think of a better way to do that.
Well, I appreciate that. And yeah, I think that's the key is like, hey, it's not, the gloves aren't meant to be like for juggling, you know, burning logs on fire. But I guess our perspective has always been, you know, we test the products that we're making, you know, for our own use. And we test it to an extreme to give confidence to the customer that we've thought through as much as we can and try to do the dumbest things possible in which to show that, okay, these are reliable. And, you know, again, it's a product that we ourselves use and believe in, whether it be for, you know, throwing thousands of bags at the airport or, you know, snowmobiling or being out ice fishing when it's minus 20. Which is a cold day on the ice, but by showing and kind of going through that lengthy trial period and kind of iterations, that's the ethos and kind of the spark behind how we create things. And it's really exciting to see over time that those ideas come to life.
How many different models or types of gloves do you make now?
So at this point, we have five different styles of gloves, including we just 2 years or 2.5 years ago launched the Frontier Mitten, which is the Four Season glove but translated into a mitten. So those two would be between the Four Season gloves and the Frontier Mitten are kind of our standout products. And then we have, again, the classic glove, which is like the middle ground all-around glove, insulated, but not with a waterproof membrane, so a little more bare bones, that the gloves you keep in your truck or you have, you know, always ready to go. And then we have a lightweight glove, which is unlined, is more of your traditional ranching glove for gardening or doing work when it's warmer outside. And then we also have a kid's mitten, because we had to look out for the little ones because they got to be like mom and dad and have a pair of their own.
Right, right. Have you had good response with your sales and everything on the gloves?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been that's been very, I would say the Kickstarter campaigns have been the spark that have kind of launched us into new tiers or exposed us to a lot more people. But what's really neat is the degree in which we've grown organically through just people being excited about their gloves and talking to their friends, and especially when it comes to gifting, whether it be for the holidays or for graduation or Father's Day is a big time of year for us. Cause
that's coming up.
My dad's always hard to get a gift for, but something that's practical, utilitarian, and mostly that's, you know, built to last. So the gifting element has really been where we've shined and where we continue to work to make sure that our customers are the best gift givers they can be. And I'd say, forgive me, I should have mentioned this earlier, one key piece of that is we do offer hand branding. So we brand initials or names on the gloves so that when you do receive them, they're truly yours. And a really cool part of that is designing these to last a long time. You know, I think of my grandfather's shotgun that's been handed down generation to generation, or a few of his, some of his old hunting gear that is still kicking. That's the intention behind our design. And what we are excited to bring people into our community is a pair of gloves that'll last. You know, you wear them, you break them in, and then they're there to last a long time. And the uniqueness of that customization with the initial branding.
Well, I have to commend you on that particular mindset of making it last. So much of what we have today is not designed. It's designed from the original plans. It's a throwaway item, and I really appreciate that that you have that as part of your business model. We're gonna have to take a commercial break here. And I hope you can stay with us a little bit longer. I got a few more questions, Bubba.
You betcha. I'll hang tight.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages, folks. Welcome back, everybody. We're talking with Bubba Albrecht this morning. We're talking about the company Giver, and most specifically, we just finished talking about some of their gloves, and I was just leafing through some of what I printed off the website here, Bubba, and again, they're impressing me. Your logo, which is kind of a silhouette of, I assume, the Teton somewhere around what you see every day, and then your name, it's kind of an embossed three-dimensional, right? How do you pull that off?
Yes, so depending on the glove or the mitten style, there's either the reverse emboss, which is, you kind of think of it as stamping it, and then it's backfilled with a little, it's like a rubber material that gives it that kind of that body. But then the classic gloves are actually like branded, similar to like a cattle brand. Funny story, actually, for the first probably between 3,000 and 4,000 of them, we did those all by hand, with a hobby wood burner. So you can imagine, you know, it's like a Sharpie, but it's branding,
right.
It was quite a bit of work, but totally worth it. Totally worth it.
One of those gloves would be the collector items because they're individualized, you know, being done by hand, no two are exactly the same.
This is true. Well, and that's a key piece for, you know, all the gloves is something that we, you know, spend a lot of time educating customers and talking about is, you know, hey, every pair is different. And, you know, similar to a baseball glove or a pair of boots that, you know, when you get them to start, we kind of coach the customers through, hey, the journey here is you get the pair of gloves and you start to use them and break them in. We have some resources on the website for how to accelerate that process. But the dedication of that break in to then have them form to your hands, and then, you know, they're truly one of a kind. And, you know, with leather, every pair is different. We bake them in the oven and by hand put wax on them. So there's a lot of uniqueness to them in addition to the custom branding that we do.
I love the analogy of like the baseball glove because any kid that's ever played baseball, you know, you get a brand new glove, they're stiff, they won't even hardly grip around the ball, but after a while, they just instinctively work. And that or the pair of cowboy boots that you break in and they become as comfortable as a pair of tennis shoes. And last you for a long time.
Well, and I think, yeah, that those analogies really drive it home, because I tell you, there are a lot, I'm sure a lot of listeners are familiar with the boots or the baseball glove, but when it comes to, you know, an outdoor work glove, again, I spent a lot of time talking with folks like, hey, these are different than, you know, a synthetic glove that is meant to be the same thing, you know, from start to finish. And really kind of saying, hey, you got to stick with us, because I promise you, you know, a week into it after you've worn them, or even a couple days, they truly form and shape to your hand. And I love the call back, you know, a couple days later, where it's, you know, the customer's gone from skeptical to, oh my gosh, like, this is a game changer. That's a really fun part of the journey for our team.
What's the normal price range for your gloves?
So the lightweight gloves, again, the ones without lining, they start at $29. The classic gloves start at $44. The four season gloves start at $99. And then the Frontier mittens, again, the most beefy insulated pair, those start at $118. And believe me, I've heard the comments and phone calls we've had of, hey, you know, I could buy a pair of gloves for $12 or $15 at the gas station or hardware store, and that's great.
And you get what you pay for too.
Yeah, and the idea behind these lasting for a long time and being worth the price, something we firmly believe in and stand behind, and, you know, really important that I share how hard our team works. They truly care. They are dedicated and live by our motto. And I have to give a huge shout out to the team who's put in so much work to, you know, grow and ensure that we're looking out for all the customers. And it's something I'm very grateful for. Team who works their butts off.
Is there any place to buy your glove in Nebraska? Any storefront that carries them, or do you do all your work off the internet?
We do the vast majority of our sales through the website, giver.com. However, we do have some retail partners. Several REI stores carry the classic gloves and the four season gloves.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly at this moment which of those stores would carry the products or have them in stock. But for the most part, it's yes, via the website. And we are excited to be getting boots on the ground as the pandemic kind of push through that, and hopefully in the not too distant future have a chance to come through North Platte and maybe do a pop-up store and try and get out and interacting with the folks, because there's a lot to be said for showing people a pair of gloves that I've broken in over a couple of years and then getting to try them on. But the website, we do strive to share all that background information and really fill in the gaps.
Definitely let me know if you're coming through North Platte. I'd like to meet you in person and shake your hand. I think you got a great product going here.
Well, I appreciate that, Rick. I'm going to take you up on that.
The only thing I think I can add to you is, as long a wear as your gloves are, maybe you should consider putting a little GPS transponder in it so people like me can find them after they lose them.
Yeah.
The link to your phone or something.
I'll bounce that around with the team. We'll see what kind of tracking device we can start using.
Thanks again for taking the time to be with me, Bubba, and I sure appreciate it, and I'm sure interested in learning more about your products.
Excellent, Rick. Well, I appreciate the time, and I look forward to staying in touch and sooner than later getting to meet in person.
Very good. That's it for this week, folks. We'll see you next time on another edition of the Outdoor Connection.